as I looked. Behold, a stormy wind came out of the north. And a great cloud with brightness round it. And fire flashing forth continually. And in the midst of the fire, as it were gleaming bronze.
6,000 years ago, all of human civilization was influenced by visitors from outer space. The notion of extraterrestrial life, fact or fiction? Or can it only be described as unexplained?
Yeah, just coming off on some Old Testament type shit. Know what I'm saying?
In the beginning, where it describes the creation of Homo sapiens. If you check the original Greek and Hebrew translations, it says we were made in God's image. But you are probably uninformed. The original word they use to describe God is actually, in fact, plural. Plus the actual meaning, the true description actually says that we were made in their image. As in, anthropomorphically correct beings that stand erect with two arms and legs. One very small head, better known than most aliens as earthlings. Biblical proof for UFOs, World War II, Foo Fighters. Now if the Star of Bethlehem wasn't a sun, as in it moved across the night sky, lighting the path, showing the three wise men to the birthplace of Christ, then I'm guessing maybe it might have been a pretty accurate description of an alien abduction. So if angels are actually ancient astronauts, then it's probably not too good of an idea going around calling them names like aliens, cause it seems they were here way before us. Just ask the ancient Sumerians. Biblical proof of UFOs. From Roswell, New Mexico, to the Rendlesham Forest. From the lost city of Atlantis to the supercontinent of Pangaea. From Machu Picchu to the Great Pyramid of Giza. From Edgar Casey to the Lady of Fatima. The Holy Quran is based upon the testimony of the Prophet Muhammad. The angel Gabriel appeared and revealed the word of Allah. In the Quran and the Bible both, holy books speak of creatures called angels. Translation meaning messenger of God, or those who came from the heavens. Translation meaning the place and the space above the stars from another solar system. Another biblical description of the Immaculate Conception. God used no contraception. Imagine Michelangelo's painting of an earthling reaching up to touch God's finger. E.T.'s glowing finger pointing down, touching the Virgin Mary's privates. And the next thing you know, she's pregnant with the baby Jesus. I can see it all now. Joseph throwing a chair at God on an episode of Jerry Springer over some baby's mama's drama. Biblical proof for UFOs. You ask, how do I know? I can see it all now. Elliot on his bicycle flying over a full moon with the baby Jesus sitting up in the basket. Not only does God want you to shop, rip a Bible from a hotel and read it, but God also informed me that most importantly, God wants you to try and understand it. Basic information before leaving Earth, as in the word Bible being an acronym. Hidden mysteries of the Bible code, the illuminated manuscripts, literature written in the forbidden zone of the esoteric cult books, Dead Sea Scrolls unrolls to reveal the presence of extraterrestrials. Messengers from God, those who sent it from the heavens and failed to earth, and so it goes. Biblical proof of UFOs.
Circus is so blasphemous,
but I'm sure there will be someone else to dispute all this. MCs are thick and still need more clues to scientific evidence to reveal the presence of extraterrestrials. Biblical proof of UFOs. Oh, you ask, how do I know? I can see it all now. Elliot on his bicycle flying over a full moon with the baby Jesus sitting up front in the basket. The sons of God fell to earth to wed the daughters of man and saw that they were fine. And all the cave girls were so they boned and mated, bearing 10 attempts and created man, the first man crawled on all fours, 'cause the Neanderthal girls were easy ass whores, and the angels were made by God, they disobeyed and played the role of Satan, jumping our evolution, and created us bastard race of slaves known as human. And ever since then it's been a downward spiral, a quest for fire in this Garden of Eden, more famously known to us as the Earth, that was once a sacred place, until us humans came along, and eventually fucked up everything. We were not even supposed to be here in the first place, but because of those damn demons, disobeyed and made us alien, apeman, hybrid, primate, humanoid bipeds. And because of this gift of life, we were born of original sin. Human beings are doomed to commit this shit over and over and over again. It's called rape.
In the beginning, God created beast and man so that both might live in friendship and share dominion over a world of peace. But in the fullness of time, evil men betrayed God's trust, and the disobedience to his holy word waged bloody wars, not only against their own kind, but against the apes whom they reduced to slavery. Then God in his wrath sent the world a savior,